This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Andrew Overdahl from The Grolic Saves the World. I don't know if you knew this, but we have a pod within a pod called Boy Crazy. It's exclusively for our Patreons, and we just dropped a new one. Here's a little spoonful for you.
Crazy, boy, come on, guys, boy, crazy to the boy. Yes, we are back. Another episode of Boy Crazy, the podcast within the podcast where we three-something dads. We all
I'm 41 and proud as fuck, dude.
42. Andrew is 63
and
tomorrow.
And thriving.
Not driving, but thriving.
I lost my license. It's a new law. They take it away. I support.
It's 60, called the cataracts bill.
60 thriving, and that's how old Andrew is. And we're back. This is, as I said, we rate the hunkiness of teen heartthrobs from our generation, and there's nothing weird about this.
Nope.
It's not weird. It's an academic appraisal of hunkiness, and I think
it's scientific, it's clinical, and it's most important, necessary.
We're doing the real work for your benefit.
Yeah, and I think last episode was a bit controversial.
Because we rated the hunkitude of presidential assassins.
Yeah, yes. What's controversial about that?
What's controversial about that?
Controversial was the opinions. And it looks like somebody online, thank you, had put John Wilkes Booth onto Tinder. Lot of women swiped on him. And that was a shocking
insane
amount. It tells you that women can put aside the ideology of a man and just love him.
Oh, you think they recognized that was John Wilkes Booth?
I just think this true crime thing's gotten out of control and people are too into it. Yeah. They're just willing to date assassins.
I wish if they were like, haha, this is funny. Okay, I'm in on the joke. I'm swiping. But given the state of American education, they probably just thought it was a cool Casa Bonita style novelty picture of a real hip hunk.
Yeah, he's a barista.
Yeah.
But on today's episode, boy,
what
crazy.
Are we doing? Are we going darker? Are we going grimier? Are we going?
We're going.
Listen. Are we excavating?
They always say that sex sells, right? They say sexiness sells, and they use it to sell us products. And when we were kid, what product was more important?
The JCPenney lingerie catalog. Wait,
cigarettes.
No. Even more important to a kid of our generation. Let's rate the hunkiness of breakfast cereal mascots.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying. And there was some tight talent in that. There was a lot. There was a lot of tight talent.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. All right. I'm totally up for this challenge. Yeah. I just have
Adam
so
and
many
I
questions.
Love, Adam and I love cereal. It's no secret. We're buying.
Absolutely. Big cereal guys.
Wait, can I ask you before we go, what cereals are presently in your house at this moment?
Oh, boy. Don't even
go ahead,
get
Andrew.
Started.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I got Cinnamon Life. I have Kix. I got Golden Grahams. I got Quaker Oat Squares. I got some Quaker Granola.
Respect.
I think that's it right now.
Adam?
Okay, love it. I'm coming. I got Crispix. I got Cheerios. I got Grape Nuts. I got Cap'n Crunch, a little fun at night. I got Malt-A-Meal, and I got Raisin Bran.
Oh, Malt-A-Meal.
And I got
a little
I got
fun
granola.
At night.
I have my, I'll take my Cap'n in the evening.
Adam's Cap'n and Coke is way different.
I'll take my Cap'n in the evening. That'd be the best of Cap'n Crunch and Cap'n Morgan.
Oh, God.
You just pour Cap'n Morgan right on the cereal and just sit in your basement and take it in. I take my Cap'ns in the evening.
Just go ahead and saw my leg off now. Let's not wait for the surprise.
Yeah, the official nighttime breakfast of diabetics everywhere. Cap'n.
Oh, God, all it's right. Just an ad that has that Cap'n Crunch pirate with his foot up on a Power Wheels truck.
Yeah.
all right. So
Well, there's so many to choose from. How about we have boy band reject producer Ron.
Okay.
Just shoot us some.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's
a
great idea.
But can I ask a scientific question just before we even get into it? Is it about the hunkiness of these guys?
What is the podcast about, dipshit? Yeah.
Okay, but since they're not actual people, can we talk about how bad we want to fuck this breakfast cereal mascot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ron, stop the taste. We can't give them that much steam for free. They gotta go to our Patreon to check it out. Patreon.com/GrolicSaves. Not only do you support us, you get the pod within a pod for free and all kinds of bonus content. If you're not interested in hearing the insanity that is Boy Crazy, we'll see you next week with our next regular episode of The Grolic Saves the World with very special guest Troy Walker. Until then, stay Boy Crazy. Corners.